Let's go ahead and talk to James in Japan. Thanks for holding, James.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Jones.
What are you doing over in Japan?
I am teaching English, actually, but I'm a Canadian citizen. So, actually, I called you tonight about an article that I just finished researching and writing that maybe I hope you can put up on prisonplanet.com.
Sure.
Regarding the new Canadian no-fly list, which was implemented this Monday, June 18th. I'm sure you know it goes back to the U.S.-Canada Smart Border Declaration that was signed by Foreign Affairs Minister John Manley and Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge back in December 2001.
Sure, and this is part of the whole North American Union travel pass.
Of course, exactly. And, in fact, if you go to the August 2006 report to leaders of the SBP, you'll find one of their initiatives was the no-fly list being implemented in all three countries. And the implementation date on that initiative was, surprise, surprise, June 2007. And here we are in June 2007, so it seems pretty obvious it's all part of the North American Union. But I wanted to let your listeners know that there is one bright ray of hope in this, and it's the basically the Canadian equivalent of Ron Paul. Her name is Connie Fogel, and she is with the Canadian Action Party. And I would commend her to you as perhaps a potential guest on your program in the future. If your listeners are interested...
Well, I believe we've interviewed Connie Fogel.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that, actually.
But I am aware of her fine work and the organization's fine work. We should get her back on.
Yeah, I would recommend it. I did an interview with her for my own website, actually, recently, and she had some very enlightening things to say about the no-fly list in Canada.
Oh, good. Tell us about your website so we can read the news article there.
Okay. Actually, my website is www.corbettreport.com. That's CORBETT report.com.
Sure, I've been on that. I've been on that page. It's a good page.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, it's my podcast, so I have done an interview with Ms. Fogel, and I have a weekly episode. And this week's episode is about the no-fly list in Canada. So I
good. Anything else there from Japan?
Not much happening in Japan, I'm afraid. I love my Japanese friends dearly, but questioning authority is not exactly a trait the Japanese are known for, I'm afraid. So not a lot of 9/11 truth actioning happening right now.
Yes, they were put under imperial conditioning a long time ago, but they certainly are great people. We've got to break their conditioning, and I think that's going to happen. Thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and talk to Brandon in Florida. Brandon, you're on the air.